Hi there, bem-vindo a mais um Fast Mover Audio Experience, o seu podcast para aprender inglês. E esse é um episódio 100% em inglês. Eu tive a imensa oportunidade de entrevistar o Bob Dignan, diretor da York Associates International, uma empresa referência na área de liderança. O Bob foi um dos palestrantes da conferência que rolou em Portugal sobre Neurolanguage Learning, um evento incrível focado em professores e poliglotas do mundo todo. Em breve, eu vou abrir a pré-matrícula para o meu curso completo de inglês, 100% online. Deixe seu e-mail na lista de espera em inamara.com/curso-online. Então, bora aproveitar para treinar o listening enquanto aprende um pouco sobre como a neurociência e o coaching podem te ajudar a evoluir nos seus estudos. Stay tuned and listen up. Hi everyone, welcome to my channel. If this is your first time here, I'm Inamara Ruda. I am a language coach and an English teacher in Brazil. And I am in Portugal at the moment at the Neurolanguage Coaching Conference 2019 and having the opportunity to learn with the best, including Bob Dignan. That's how I should pronounce your name.
Yeah, perfect. Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. So thank you very much for being here and being my channel, Bob.
Good to be here.
And I have been learning deeply with Bob this morning. I have been deeply inspired today with what you have taught us. And you said something that really triggered something in my mind. You said EOT is beyond language.
Yes.
And we should work on our interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
Could you please tell us a bit more what you think about this subject for my Brazilian audience?
Yep, I would. I work for a company based in the UK, and I think for many, many years we've advocated that language teaching needs to think bigger than language, beyond language. So, yes, we do parts of the training is around grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation. But we also, in a business sense, we need to teach advanced skills like presenting, meetings. We need to build intercultural awareness into the agenda. But fundamentally, you know, our mission is not to teach language. Fundamentally, our mission is to help people communicate with each other.
How paradoxical, right? Our goal is not actually to teach English itself, but we have to think beyond that.
Exactly.
Incredible is that, you know, way of thinking, because usually we try to go on the ordinary way of teaching, and I think this is special for teachers as well, right?
Yeah. So I would really engage with how to build relationships, how to influence other people, how to build trust, how to manage conflict. Actually, these are the key skills that people need. They don't always need to learn correct grammar, but they need to manage people successfully. So I think that's our big mission in life. It's a big mission, it's a fun mission, and it's an important mission.
Yes, and you also said miscommunication is inevitable. And we should always finish with a question. And I found that very interesting because we are not used to think that way. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, the idea that when I say a word like leader, it's a word. You understand it, I understand it, you understand it.
Yes.
Or do we? Do we actually have different meanings or intentions or beliefs around that word? And strangely, when you look at language, every word has multiple meanings. Every sentence has multiple meanings. So when we speak to somebody, the job is not done. We speak and we need to ask, what do you think about that? How do you see that? Do you have the same experience? We need to negotiate as communicators, not just use sentences. So that's a fundamental to success. Don't just speak, speak and ask.
Awesome. You mentioned meta-communication skills, right? Is this something we should be always aiming to learn as much as we can? Because this is where the trend is going, I believe. And you also said we have to be also learning about human interpretation. Not just learning, but being aware of it. Because we can always interpret in many different ways. So sometimes we are very into grammar skills, and if our sentence is like completely correct, and where is my preposition, and it is on my present perfect, or
yeah,
is this present continuous, and in the end you are not actually thinking about the result, which is communication.
Yeah.
Right, so I was really inspired by that.
Yeah, relax with the prepositions. So, you know, fundamentally, when we communicate with somebody, somebody hears the what, but they don't always hear the why.
Yes.
And I think good communicators not only say what, but they say why. So, for example, if I walk into your office and I say, "Have you finished the report yet?" You might think I'm criticizing you.
Yes.
You might think I'm blaming you. But if I say, "Have you finished the report yet? I just wanted to help," suddenly everything becomes clear, everything becomes positive. So talk about your positive motivation when you communicate. Don't just communicate. It's not clear.
Just adding an extra bit, you can change completely the way how you are sending your message. So that makes a lot of sense for me. Wonderful. So thank you so much for being here on my channel. I believe those Brazilians will be delighted to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please do it now. Please also leave the comments here, right? Any other questions you have, we can continue the conversation here in the comments. They probably had many opportunities to hit the like button so far, but if you haven't done yet, please do it now. And I see you next video. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye guys.